Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Eugene. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Neighbors of Natali today. Our topic today is Har Hazafim 3. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It is located at 826 meters above sea level, northeast of Jerusalem, and Mount Scopus is bordered by a ridge of mountains, including the Mount of Olives. In the foreground is the Arab city of El Azariya and further back the Israeli town of Maale Adamim. If you take a second look from above, taken from the place where the artist sat in 1925, you can see how the area has developed. Scopus deserves its name because it is the best place to have a good view of the city of Jerusalem and its surroundings. Finally, the name implies, also in English, something that looks like this and is a hill community surrounded by hills and municipalities. Mount Moab is shrouded in mist and on the horizon is a blue spot on the Dead Sea, with the city of Jerusalem in the background and Maale Adamim on the right. You can almost hear the prayers and words of time, and you can touch ancient stones that were also touched by hands thousands of years ago. Dozens of ancient mikwaot ritual baths were discovered where pilgrims bathed before entering the temple to offer their sacrifices. At least this allows us to have a good look at the ancient temple and its rituals, as well as the temple itself. One of these stones is the shofar, which blows the declaration, and it is located on the corner wall of the temple. On Friday evening, a Levite stood there and blew the shofars to signal the start of the Sabbath. On Wednesday, Israel and the Jewish world celebrate the first day of the Shabbat, the holiest day in the Torah calendar, with a celebration of the holy day. On Friday evening, a siren sounded in Jerusalem's Old City to begin Shish Sabbath in honor of Rabbi Shlomo Yosef and his family, Jewish enclave on Mount Scopus, which was cut off from most of Jewish Jerusalem after the British began to relinquish their responsibility for security. While organized trips to Jerusalem to shul are somewhat complicated by Donald Trump's upcoming visit on Tuesday, Jerusalem is in full swing for Yom Yerushalayim, and the Old City and other parts of the city are bustling. On Friday night, I began my personal Yom Yerushalayim celebration by going to the Shuls, an organized trip to and from Jerusalem, the Sheikh Jarrah Arab Quarter. A narrow road about 1.5 kilometers long, runs through the heart of the Old City and the West Bank, but access to hospitals and university buildings belies this. Road mines have been laid and it has become a regular occurrence for vehicles to pass through this access road. For most of the early years of my life, I thought of my Jewish mother and grandmother who attended meetings and raised money for Israel. The unexpected Hebrew and Arabic that my therapist spoke to me, I thought peace was possible. Israeli soldiers killed in the attack, as well as my mother, grandmother, sister and father. As I got older, I also started to connect with the amazing magazines that came into my house, with interesting articles and beautiful layouts that I loved to read. First we drove to Har Hatzafim on Mount Scopus, where our guide Achikam explained to us that the site had become an isolated Jewish enclave surrounded by a sea of hostile Arabs. The Jewish enclave was not to be occupied by soldiers, but only by policemen, and we were only allowed in armed with pistols. We were told that a small garrison of Jewish soldiers was left, rotating every 2 weeks, supplying enough ammunition to guard and control convoys. We were lucky enough to have an older, Haredi-looking man who had been a soldier in Har Hatzafim at all times and was begged as a soldier at that time. The munitions mount is a fortified military post on the east side of Mount Scopus, located in the northern part of Jordan's East Jerusalem. I was at university in 1947 and started buying land on the Grey Hill Estate, and I met my Jewish adopted son. I was met by his father and wife and we started buying land in the Black Hill area. The Bezalel Academy of Arts and Design is Israel's national school of the arts, founded in 1906 by Boris Schatz. Mount Scopus is an Israeli exclave under the protection of the UN and a Jordanian-administered territory in the West Bank. Although most of the ridge bears the name Olivet, the peak is reserved for the viewpoint. Scopus is a combination of Scopus meaning far and Teli meaning far and offers a unique view of ancient and modern Jerusalem, which was dominated by both ancient and modern Jerusalem. Thank you all for joining us again on the Neighbors of Natali, it's been a pleasure. See you next time. Pod Bot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.